Thank you. Now let's look around the room to the right side. We see the crystalline light of harmony and balance. How do we feel harmony and balance within us? Now, if we have any feelings of worry or lack, being self-centered, which creates us to feel inadequate when dealing with others, this creates disharmony and discord within our essence. This ray represents the root chakra. The root chakra represents good and bad. The root can represent the grounding of the earth, the movement of the earth, being very connected. But it can also house all those negative and lower energies of fear, jealousy, envy, anger, frustration, not getting what you want or not seeing things as you would like them to be. This is all housed in the root chakra, and many light workers don't like to go there because it doesn't feel right. They'd like to be in the higher essences. But the fact is that this ray is so powerful of the harmony and balance of the crystalline light, and let us see now the frequency changing within the room as we bring forth these essences into each of you through your root chakra. And I forgot to mention that as you allow the flowing energy to occur with this ray, you find your creative pursuits happen. And when you are creative, what do? You manifest. So allowing your divinity to come fully within you brings forth a very compassionate way of being. This is also a way to assist in the resurrection of changing those elements within the root chakra, changing how you're feeling about yourself so that you can flow, because everyone has an artistic flair within them. They just don't know it, because it becomes blocked with these lower energies. So when you are going through an acceleration phase, and within that acceleration phase, if you find yourself going down into the depths of these old energies, then you need to utilize this ray even further to allow the root to be completely cleared. Because what we're doing with each of these rays, as we said before, you are allowing the crystalline light to come fully within your physical body. So if you allow that crystalline light to come fully within you, it's going into the etheric body. It's clearing up those timelines. And all you have to say, I now command the crystalline ray of harmony and balance to work in my etheric body of all timelines that do not align with the frequency of this ray of harmony. I am harmonizing my light through all that I am. Let us now bring in Lord Isila and Lady Isila. The frequency of the crystalline light coming fully in the room. We are the crystalline light. Let us all merge with each other. It is our divine pleasure to be with you. It's very exciting to bring in these essences. So what happens when you allow yourself to be in the flow? That you are in your higher self attributes. And that higher self attributes does not hold any of those lower energies. You can walk a pathway that you've never done before. You have the ability to do it with great courage and tenacity, to move through situations that you haven't been able to move through previously. You bring forth these essences within you. This is the ability within this ray to let go of the feelings of worry, that you're not good enough, that you're not pretty enough, that you're not handsome enough, that you don't have the best build in the universe. Because what you have within you is that ability to have moral courage that creates the harmony and lets go of all discordant thoughts. Let us do that now as the frequency of the crystalline light blends through the entire room. Oh, feel your root chakra spinning and spinning with the crystalline light as we represent the ray of harmony and balance. We are Lord Istila and Lady Istila. Thank you. This is now Lord Adama once again. We're now going to move on to allowing harmony within to guide the knowledge of your higher mind. We are at the science of God. Knowledge, research. It's white, green, and gold. So as we look around the room to the fifth column, we see the frequencies of the green and gold and white all spinning within each other. This, of course, is represented in our third eye and will open up the energies to allow yourself. So let's think about how you feel about yourself. Do you harshly criticize everything that you do, or even some things that you do? Are you being narrow-minded? And you have a lack of compassion and a tendency to be very arrogant. Someone that may have these aspects would be a teacher that thinks they have all the answers. And we probably had a few of these ourselves in our time. So what we want to do is we want to be able to acquire the ability to be honorable in all situations with devotion, compassion, and allowing ourselves to be open-minded with deep love and reverence. This ray represents the science of God, allowing the science of God to intertwine within you will move you into a new aspect, allowing you to be very intuitive, allowing you to see your truth with unwavering patience. Another individual maybe that doesn't align with this ray is very untruthful, except that person may think he is telling the truth because he doesn't know what the truth is because he's always been that way. This is a pathway of love and healing. And what happens with allowing the energies to come in allows the harmony of the spheres to blend within your being. It represents to see beyond what others cannot see. And then you can break the silence by manifesting the great white light. So this is a very powerful ray to fully bring within your essence. Let us now call upon Lord Zathia and Lady Zathia. As we embody the ray of the science of God, it's very important to allow the frequency of the many colors of the white and the green and gold to filter within you and to filter the energy of the green as the major aspect flowing within your third eye. What is it that you need to see more deeply? Allow the timelines of what you didn't see. Let us activate the third eye now with spinning the chakra in a clockwise manner, bringing in this ray and this frequency that is the only ray right now coming into this room. And it's swirling within you, allowing you to feel its essence. Has there ever been a time that you fully did not see the truth? And not the truth from someone else, but your own truth. Have you spoken the truth? Have you allowed yourself to accept the ability to move through the frequency of light? When you allow that truth to fully come within you, then the expansion occurs, accessing this ray of light. Allow it to go into your third eye and allow you personally to see for yourself what your truth is. That will expand into you so then you can speak it. You can allow yourself to feel that pure dedication. This is also the science of God. And the science of God is the ability to fully understand the devoted self in completeness and light, to allow the acceptability of the changes that need to be made. Feel these essences of your truth activating within you. Allow it to go into the timelines to fully activate these frequencies of light. We bless you deeply. We are Sathya and Sathya. Lord Adami again. Now we move on to the sixth ray. This is the inner devotion. This is where you learn the pathway of peace and you start to forgive yourself. It is within the solar plexus and it is the ruby red with flecks of gold. So let's look within that solar plexus. How does it feel? How do you feel about your inner power? Do you have any problems within that solar plexus? Do you know who you are? One of the aspects that we need to look at, do you have a selfish tendency? Or do you find yourself creating jealousy toward any others? If you have a hard time understanding another's viewpoint, it can lead to self-deception. You can be very superstitious, have prejudice, anger issues, fiery confrontations, and overly rapid conclusions. Let us move into the solar plexus because we want everyone to feel the devotion of the self. It's unforgiving love and grace. Forgiving love and grace, which can manifest as devotional worship. So how do you devote time to your inner self? Do you have a ritual that you do for yourself every day? Because you need to feel the sympathy for yourself and to acquire the ability to have compassion for others. This is a strong, spiritually based essence as we bring in the ruby red with Lord Astia and Lady Fratia, breathing deeply. We now are Lord Astia and Lady Fratia. Thank you so much for being with us in this moment. Allow the totality of your essence. When you command the energies of Lord Sananda, what do you feel as Joshua? You feel his compassion. You feel his love. You feel his acceptance. No matter what this situation is, we want each of you to feel this also. When you are going through the changes for the spring equinox, think of this ray very deeply as it comes into your solar plexus. Compassion of what you are experiencing. Because the more compassion you have for yourself, the more that you will be able to expand into others. It's very important that each of you understand how important it is to bring forth these essences and these changes that are occurring for you. So let's just take a moment once again and feel the beauty and the love expanding with the ruby red ray in this room. Astia and Fratia at your service. We now come upon Lord Adama once again, the seventh ray that represents our ability to create magic, but we must access, which helps us to access our purification and transformation. This ray is the most important ray of all the rays. It is the structure, but all the other rays assist in that structure. So how does it help to create that structure of the deep purple with hues of violet? We all know that the violet flame is very important. On this ray of the higher essence, we bring in more of a depthness than the violet ray gives us. The violet ray is a transmuting flame, but if we allow the hues of the deep purple to come in with it, it brings in the ability to move through any situation, to create and transform and purify your life, because it is refinement. It is learning to have control over everything that occurs for you by just bringing in the frequency. And if you have aspects of being very narrow-minded and having superficial judgments, overindulgence, which means food, alcohol, drugs, anything that you overindulge in, too much pride, and being too formal in dealing with others, relax. Relax represents this ray. An individual that is a very opinionated view of the self, expressing bigotry towards others, are characteristics of the lower frequency within the seventh ray. So we bring that into the sacral level. In the sacral level, it is the sexual chakra. We have had timelines where we haven't done so well with a chakra. Some of you are trying to balance out those energies presently, to have a balance, a sexual and sensual understanding within the self. This happens with many, many timelines appearing in this way. So this would be representative of being narrow-minded within your sexual tendencies, not accepting sex in your life, that you are a sexual being, or having being overindulgent with that, that causes an imbalance within those essences. So within this ray, as you bring this frequency into the sacral level, allow it to go through your entire body, because magic happens within the self. We know the violet flame is so very important for the transmutation of elements. What about your physical body, using the violet flame to help you with those essences? But let's go into the deeper levels of the deep purple, of allowing the hues of violet to be not so much. So we see this room now frequencing with this deep purple. What does it feel like for you as now we bring in Lord Tisian and Lady Tisio? It is our pleasure to be here as Tisian and Tisio. The ability to work through the higher essences of this ray will assist you in creating the structure that you need. Not a strict structure, but a flowing structure. Magic happens when you allow it to be enfolded within you. It also opens up your mind and allows you to see the perspective that you did not see fully. If we bring this ray into the sacral level, allow it to go into any parts of your body that are restricted. We don't want a restriction occurring in the physical body, in the mental body, or the emotional body, allow the essences of this ray to flow within you as you create order within your life through the sacredness of divine structure. This helps you to allow you to see things as a true alchemist. Each of you are an alchemist. You create your lives, don't you not? Allow the ability to access these frequencies of light through your own structure of light. If you take the violet flame and you move it into a deeper purple, in the essence, that creates the bonding, that creates that grounding necessary within you to accept the divinity of the light that is occurring within your circumstances. This brings forth gentleness. Gentleness, oh my gosh, the gentleness and the love that comes within you as now you're uniting with all creations. All creations. It is not just you anymore. There is no compartmentalization. There is no particles that are not in unity. You're allowing the interactions of the circles within the circles. Allow us to feel this now. In the essence of this ray, we are deeply honored to be with you. This is Lord Adama once again. We have gone through the first 7 rays. I want you to take a deep breath and feel your essences now in each of your chakras. Is there anything that is coming up for you? Is there anything that you need to address? Do you feel more of a balanced nature? Because what we want is that all your chakras to be spinning within chakras as we move into the higher realms of the rays to activate the higher chakras. This is exactly what's happening to you. But if there is something that is out of order in any of your chakras, that the higher rays will cause some dysfunction, some feelings of uncomfortableness that are going in within your body. We fully want to activate those essences. So as we look around the room, we see the columns of the seafoam green, the blue green, the pearlescent, the pink orange, and the gold. These represent the higher essences. I want everyone to stand now. Come down upon the stage. And I want you to go to any of the columns of the first 7 rays that you feel that you need in this moment. We're going to ring the bell. We have the blue of the will and power, the golden yellow of the love and wisdom, the deep pink of the creative activation, the crystalline for harmony and balance, the science of God for white, green, and gold, the inner devotion of ruby red with gold, and the deep purple and violet with the ceremonial magic and structure. So let us just take a moment. If you feel that you need to just walk by all of them, what you're going to do is you're going to actually stand within the column of light. You can return on your own and go through all of them if you feel you need be. But what is going to happen is the structure of the energies will allow you to remove the timelines or the thoughts so that you can activate the new timelines. So that when the energies and the frequencies appear for the spring equinox, you will be more ready to receive them in those parts of your body. Let us do this now. Now we activate the energies of the eighth ray. Feel yourself moving to the next column of light, which is the seafoam green. We're just going to bring in the frequency. This is a higher cleansing energy. We'll get rid of anything else that you have not been able to get rid of. This is be able to see all levels of truth, and it will vivify all the other chakras by increasing the frequency. Feel the seafoam green as now you stand within the column of light. Lady Eliyahu and Lord Eliyah are their representatives. Now we move to the next one, which is the blue-green, attracting your body of light. Step into the column and feel Lord Asilo and Lady Asile. Now we remove all the thought patterns, all the imbalanced emotions, anything else that we couldn't get on the lower aspects. This will acknowledge the doorway of light to be within your physical vehicle. Allow yourself to feel this acceptance. Activating much further than it was before. See the blue-green surfacing within you. It goes into the root, but it goes through all parts of your body. It is the basis of your feeling now. The root is now evolving into this frequency of light. We now move to the next column, which represents your masculine and feminine divine of light becoming fully integrated. You step into the pearlescent ray and you feel Lord Hesia and Lady Hesio. Feel the essences coming within you. Now you start to learn that the male and the female are working within each other. And if they do not, utilize this ray to allow you to find the balance and the acceptance of your divine unity, of the being that you are, expressing it within the body. Feel it in all aspects of your higher self. Pearl essence spinning within you. Oh, Now we step to the next column, and the column is the pink-orange, representing your walk into the renewal of the self. Feel the essence of Lord Sanya and Sani there. Now your emotional center is flowing. You feel your divine love coming in. You feel yourself moving forward. You're getting in touch with all aspects of yourself. Feel your solar plexus, your inner power being fully actualized through the pink orange ray. Time to move into the Christ, into the anchoring of the Christ consciousness within you, of your heart. You walk into the golden column. Now the golden column is going to reflect all the other columns. So we're going to be bringing in not just the Christ consciousness. We're going to bring in all the aspects that you've already received. Walking the pathway of renewal to yourself. Allowing yourself to experience pure joy. Allowing yourself to express gratitude, allowing yourself harmony and balance, the science of God, expressing your intuition on a higher level, learning the pathway of peace through your inner self, creating magic and purification, moving into the attraction of the joy of light, allowing yourself to be expressed of the divine feminine and masculine energy, allowing yourself to have the higher cleansing energies, your higher self being fully activated with the higher cleansing ray, moving into the magic that you are, allowing yourself to have great gratitude and love, allowing yourself to have compassion and courage. You walk very intensely, but with great tolerance. You feel your will and your power. All these aspects that you are now fully divinely guided within you with the Christ consciousness that you are. Step into the calm and allow the golden light filter with the blue and the pink and the golden yellow, feeling it with the deep purple and violet, the seafoam green, with the essences of the ruby red, with the crystalline light, the white, green, and gold, of the pearlescent, of the blue-green, of the pink-orange, and reflecting the purest gold you have ever experienced. Allow this essence to be fully within you. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am the Christ. Divine Father, feel the love, feel the power, feel your wisdom, feel the will all unfolding within your being of the completeness that you are. Breathe deeply. Allow it to be grounded. Go down into the roots. Feel your etheric body and the cleansing process that you have gone through. As now you accept more that the roots of your body can be fully grounded within Gaia to assist your acceptance of more to come. You are the divine being. You are the divine light. You are the acceptance of all that you are. Remember this deeply through the process of your acceptance. We are the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God at your service. Okay, now you step away from the calm. We all gather together on the stage. I as Lord Adama with Lady Galashia, with the King and the Queen of Telos, embrace each of you for accepting your divinity further. It's been my pleasure to be able to share these essences with you, because we believe that through the rays of God is the highest acceleration that you can allow to be embodied within you. You can try all the other processes. You can try to rid yourself of the thoughts and the emotions. You can make yourself be frustrated by utilizing the third dimensional ways. But I guarantee, we guarantee, that by working through these frequencies and these energies, you will feel the balance, you will feel the love, you will have great reverence of yourself and of God. You will be able to tap into the higher knowledges. You'll be able to have the harmony that you deserve. And most of all, you'll be able to create and manifest your pathway, your life. I now want each of you to feel the grounding within your feet. Feel the essences that you have embodied, because it is not just through one chakra. It is through the four body system and the three minds that we have been working through tonight. We didn't share that. But it was not necessary, because now we are at a point to fully activate all your essences into one. It is our divine pleasure to be with you during this walk into the new earth. I am Lord Adama, your guide for this evening. Many blessings. And love. It is now time for us to leave the Lemurian Retreat House. But I ask each of you in this moment to call upon your higher self and your I Am Presence to allow these energies to be fully activated within you, and to have them help you through the changes that you're going to be going through. It's important to realize that when you hear of something else that does not align, utilize these energies. If you read something else, if you're listening to the media, clear it. That is not your consciousness. Yes, you're physically in that density, but you don't have to hold on to it. It is not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to bring in these elements of your higher self and I Am Presence to be fully activated within your physical body, so that your life can change, so that others around you can change with you. Because as the roots are grounded, this frequency of light will move through all the energies of Gaia's land. We are deeply blessed and honored. walk with you. It is now time to leave the retreat house, but you can come back at any time that you choose. We now have the active energies of the rays of 12 rays of God within here. If you'd like to come back on your own, just ask for my assistance and ask for the reason that you're coming, that you want to work with the 12 rays of God activation for the spring equinox, and you'll be able to do the work that is necessary. As we leave the room, we are united in many different ways. We always will be united. We walk up the spiral staircase to the outside of the temple in the retreat house. We walk through the forest, and as you walk through the forest, you will feel yourself getting lighter and lighter and lighter and leaving the energy of Telos. Leaving that energy and moving through with your Merkaba vehicle, feel it spinning of the many colors of colors that you have activated and integrated within all essences of your being, as now you are one body of light. Feel yourself coming back into your physical body. Center yourself back down with all the techniques that Malarese shares. Tapping your ankles, your feet. Feel your body. Allow yourself to move in certain ways. It is my divine pleasure as Lord Adama to be your guide to the new earth. Namaste. And I walk with you as your brother. Always. This is Christine Malarese. Thank you so much for this journey. I think it's going to be very helpful for each of us. Listen again and do share with others, because we will provide the recording to the open public. Namaste.
Thank you, everybody.